Susan Josephine Hart was born on the 5th day of April in the year of our Lord, 1863, in London, England. Though my life and affections have long been rooted in Madison, Connecticut, I am the daughter of Captain William Winthrop Hart and Roxanna Rebecca Scranton Hart, and I am the descendant of the famous Reverend John Hart, the first minister of Madison's First Congregational Church, then called the Church of Christ. Reverend Hart was also known for receiving the first Bachelor of Arts degree from Yale College in the year 1703, when the college was still located in Saybrook, Connecticut. My own schooling took place in Guilford, under the principalship of Dr. Charles Levermore. Though I found I had a passion for and talent for letters and learning, I was not a candidate for advanced study. You see, throughout my lifetime, women were encouraged to marry and devote themselves to husband, home, and motherhood. Few women during my time were encouraged to pursue education beyond high school. And if a woman did not marry, she had few options for occupation or financial independence. I lived with my devoted parents and, with their connections, I was employed from 1907 to 1910 as an assistant instructor in the Department of Rhetoric and Composition at Wellesley College. Wellesley was one of the Seven Sisters colleges, which were wholly dedicated to educating women, and my work there was indeed formative. I absorbed the positive impact this supportive environment provided to young women. And that experience inspired me to create a similar environment for the women in my own community. I knew that we would benefit from time in each other's company, not only to share recipes or mending techniques, but to discuss our inability to vote, a topic rarely introduced in the presence of men. When our family became the tenants of the venerable Alice Bushnell House on Boston Street, I proposed to undertake a small business enterprise within the house. You may have heard of the Liberty Tea Parties of Abigail Meigs, and soon in support of the American Revolution, support for these women-only gathering spots had coming back into fashion and seemed much needed. So I opened Miss Hart's Tea Room, where I welcomed both local citizens and tourists. I offered tea, meals, box lunches, and handicrafts. On April 7th, 1910, the Shoreline Times printed a story about our opening at the Bushnell House. It reported that Old Bushnell House on Boston Street has been thoroughly overhauled and put in excellent repair by the owner and will soon be occupied in June by Mr. and Mrs. W. Hart and daughter, Susan J. Hart. The story went on to say that I propose to engage in a new enterprise this summer, the nature of which will be unprecedented in Madison, a tea room, where all who wish may drop in for light afternoon refreshments and where passing automobile parties may find satisfactory meals. At the turn of the century, it was, of course, thought unseemly for single women to own a restaurant or inn, but a tea room was considered a fitting and respectable environment for feminine industry and refinement. Within the tea rooms, we took up the issue of the day, included spirited discussions of literature and civic duty. Though our family only resided within the Bushnell House for a short time, I kept my tea house going in a house later known as the Tidewater Inn, just down the road. I think that the sanctuary of this place helped to fortify and build fellowship among women. My interests have not been confined to Madison alone. For years, I passed the winter season upon the island of Majorca in the Mediterranean Sea, delighting in its temperate air and ancient beauty. In my later years, I spent the winters in Sarasota, Florida, returning each spring to my home overlooking the Sound, where I tended my beloved garden. One Christmas, I sent friends a card bearing a photograph of my garden and rhyming couplet to remind them of the summer warmth. The flowers in all their beauty bright are shadows of a fairer light. As you look around you, you might notice furnishings and family pieces that I gave to the Madison Historical Society to preserve the history of both Madison and my ancestors. A Windsor-backed side chair, some Staffordshire pearlware pottery pieces, and a chest belonging to the Reverend John Hart are among these Madison treasures. I passed from this life on the 31st of May in 1939, at the age of 76, and I rest in the West Cemetery of Madison. It was kindly written of me that I was a woman of charm, public-spirited, and a leader in educational fields. These words are perhaps too generous. I would like to be remembered more simply as a woman who created a haven where other women could gather for tea and friendly companionship as they passed through our beautiful little town by the sea.